This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We talked a little bit yesterday on the program about Erie, Pennsylvania, Erie proper, specifically the city, and how it's dealing with a changing economy and lost manufacturing jobs. Younger tech entrepreneurs is the short answer. Today, we go out into Erie County in the town of Cory, Pennsylvania, population about 6,000 or so, where the economic changes look a little bit different. Back in the day, back, Cory was an oil town and the home of the Climax Locomotives Company. It was a manufacturing city then and now, which means it's counting on the Trump administration to give it a boost in this new economy. So today, as part of our series, The Big Promise, small business owners who are trying to bring downtown Cory back one store at a time. Marketplace's Rima Crace has that one.
Wendy Neckers and Valerie Beckerink are sisters, both in their 50s. And when I ask them about growing up around Cory...
Oh, that's opening up a Pandora's box, isn't it?
She has a far better memory than I do.
The one with the better memory is Valerie, the younger sister. She remembers as a kid making the 10-mile pilgrimage to downtown Cory.
I rode my horse to the Dairy Queen.
You know, when she was bored of riding her bike. She also remembers...
Our grandmother used to come and buy us parakeets and canaries at, was it Murphy's?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Each one of us girls won, and we would love them until they passed away.
To a child, downtown Cory felt big and magical, but really, it stretches only a few blocks. And today, like so many main streets in so many small rural towns, it's lost a lot of its magic. The sisters and a few other small business owners are trying to turn that around. There's a trendy shop for home decor, a children's clothing boutique. And 2 years ago, Wendy opened The Painted Finch, an art gallery with a bright storefront. There are paintings, photographs.
Wood bowls, wood-turned pieces, pottery, ceramics. We have sculpture.
A painter herself, Wendy says she built the gallery to support local artists.
We're trying to create a culture here that wasn't necessarily in existence.
Give people something beautiful to look at, says Valerie.
Because it does feel a little bit like this whole area has kind of had their, their dreams are sucked out. You're just too busy trying to live.
And that can put a $500 oil painting or a $50 ceramic bowl out of reach for a lot of people. Wendy says The Painted Finch isn't making a profit yet. Still, that didn't stop her from opening another store next door a couple months ago. Epiphany's Emporium carries cowhide rugs, handbags, jewelry. Her little sister is managing it.
As soon as I committed to the landlord about renting the space, I said, this is not a good idea.
But thank heaven she loves her sister.
Wendy also loves her town. That's why after she closes up shop today, she's meeting with four women who, let's just say, understand her. It's easy to mistake this gathering for a group of girlfriends getting together over wine, dishing out the latest news. But this is the Downtown Cory Business Association, established in 2016. And there's a lot on the agenda today, like organizing a breakfast fundraiser at 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
Sunday? Come on, it's my only day off. Really?
Hey.
Hey,
I'm playing waitress, so do I have to be there at 7? Because I'm not cooking.
Waitress? It's buffet, honey.
Mickey Hammond, the one who's not cooking, says the fundraisers pay for First Fridays, a monthly event the group started to bring people downtown for food, live music, and shopping.
It was a good experience last year, don't you think? And we were really flying by the seat of our pants.
Hammond owns Pippets, the high-end children's store. She says customers outside of Cory always ask her,
why are you here? Because I live here. Yeah, I live here.
These women realize what they and Cory are up against, but they've got a strategy. Cory is located off Route 6, along what's known as the Artisan Trail, a series of small towns with galleries and antique shops that attract tourists vacationing on Lake Erie. Hammond says summer is coming.
I just want to roll out the welcome mat. So when they come around the corner, they look at my downtown and they think, ooh, I want to see what's in every single one of those places.
And maybe, she says, they'll find some magic. In Cory, Pennsylvania, I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.